A mother can influence the life of her son for his entire life. That was definitely the case for one of the leaders of the Lewis and Clark expedition. The story of how that mother influenced the trip is next on The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown. Just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. When I met Myrna DeBolt, she was enjoying retirement playing the part of Meriwether Lewis's mother, teaching school children about the Lewis and Clark expedition. It was a role that was important for her to share.
Thomas Jefferson said she was the most interesting woman he'd ever met. A lot of the women in that period of history were rather dull. They just thought about their clothes and their hair, and they didn't really have anything interesting to talk about.
Young Meriwether learned much from his mother that would someday help him on his journey to the Pacific Ocean.
She was a herbologist, and she knew how to set a broken bone, take out an embedded arrow and an embedded bullet. And she had an herbal garden. Wonder of wonders, this little Meriwether Lewis was interested in everything his mother was doing.
Meriwether's father died when he was only 5, leaving behind two other children and his mother. He died of pneumonia 2 days after falling in an icy river on his way home during a break in the fighting of the Revolutionary War.
The woman in colonial America could not inherit any of her husband's property. The oldest son inherited everything, and her oldest son was Meriwether Lewis. He inherited 1,896 acres of land, 24 slaves, 520 British pounds, and 147 barrels of whiskey, and she inherited nothing.
About 25 years later, Lewis may have remembered the lessons his mother taught him when he was in need of relief from sickness and disease.
He got very, very sick, so he told the men of the corps who were with him that they had to make camp. In the distance, he saw a chokecherry tree. He said, "Bring me a branch." He broke the branch into 1/8-inch pieces and he boiled them in a big container of water.
He made a strong tea and drank 2 pints of the horrid liquid. It must have worked, though. He slept like a baby and walked 26 miles the next day. We'll have more of the story of Meriwether Lewis and his mother next time as we travel the countryside. In Stevenson, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.